Happiness is also intimately bound up with a capacity for worship, the heart's response to God's creativity, the dignity of saying thank you. In the Psalms, the hymn book of the Old Testament, the first word of the first psalm is blessed, or happy in some modern translations. This psalm invites us into the worship of God and takes us deeper. First, we are told that to live God's way is to be like trees planted by living water, which yield their fruit in due season. In Psalm 1, that is. We explored this image in Session 1, when we thought about the fruits that grow naturally from that poverty of spirit, which means great openness to God. It is in contemplation and worship that we root ourselves in this way. We find delight in the law of the Lord. This reference to law is not about institutional regulation, but a patient fascination with the way things lead us to God and what such things might be. This calls to mind those people who have a serenity about them, emerging from the stillness within themselves and symptomatic of seeking to know what God is like. They are ordinary people of every kind, who have developed a profound capacity which God gives each of us for worship with others and for prayer in stillness and simplicity. They are people like Elizabeth, whom I knew as a 90-year-old woman, frail, close to death and completely blind, and yet could see the glory of heaven and longed for it. This dimension of the Beatitudes turns our attention to the character and quality of the worship in our churches. Does it create an appetite for daily personal delight in the law of the Lord? Or might our liturgy be too busy and self-important to nurture the serenity of discovering the ways of God? Finally, happiness resides in the sense that we are more than finite creatures. The Beatitudes form an agenda whereby Jesus outlines for us what transition into the vision of God might be like. These eightfold couplets of endeavour and fulfilment begin to mark out what the quality of that vision will be like. They are the rock, the sure foundation upon which Christians' lives are built. It's therefore no accident that they are the gospel reading on All Saints' Day, celebrating the holy souls who enjoy happiness perfected in resurrection life. The Beatitudes are often the set reading for a funeral, especially if there is to be a Eucharist. Here, in liturgical reenactment, Jesus promises the gift of resurrection and immortality to his brother or sister resting in death, saying, "Yours is the kingdom of heaven." Augustine of Hippo wrote towards the end of his life that many despair of being immortal, though no one can be happy without this. By failing to believe that they could be immortal, they fail to live so that they can be. Like the translators of the Jerusalem Bible, Augustine understood happiness to be so serious and profound a quality that it could describe the very nature of God. "The best and happiest spirit of all," he wrote. May the Beatitudes inspire you to discover in time the dynamics of God's eternal happiness.